this night, of which my tale is specially, when that he saw he might not come thereby, this is to say, what women loven most, within his breast full sorrowful was the ghost. But home he goes, he might not sojourn, the day was come that homeward must he turn. And on his way it happened him to ride in all this care under a forest side, whereas he saw upon a dance go of ladies 24, and yet more, toward the which dance he drew full yearn, in hope that some wisdom he should learn. But certainly, ere he came fully there, vanished was this dance, he wist not where. No creature saw he that bore life, save on the green he saw sitting a wife, a fouler wight there may no man devise. Against this knight this old wife gan arise, and said, "Sir knight, here forth ne lies no way. Tell me what you seeken by your fay. Peraventure it may the better be. These old folk can muchel thing," quod she. "My leave mother," quod this knight, "certain I am but dead, but if that I can say, what thing it is that women most desire. Could you me wis, I would well quit your hire. Plight me thy truth here in mine hand," quod she. "The next thing that I require of thee, thou shalt it do if it lie in thy might, and I will tell it you ere it be night." "Have here my truth," quod the knight, "I grant." "Then," quod she, "I dare me well avaunt. Thy life is safe, for I will stand thereby. Upon my life the queen will say as I. Let's see, which is the proudest of them all, that weareth on a kerchief for a call, that dare say nay of what I shall thee teach? Let us go forth withouten longer speech." Then round she epistled in his ear, and bade him to be glad and have no fear. When they be come into the court, this knight said he had held his day as he had height, and ready was his answer, as he said. Full many a noble wife, and many a maid, and many a widow, for that they be wise, the queen herself sitting as justice, assembled be this answer for to hear. And afterward this knight was bid appear. To every wight commanded was silence, and that the knight should tell in audience what thing that worldly women loven best. This knight ne stood not still, as does a beast, but to this question anon answered, with manly voice, that all the court it heard. "My liege lady, generally," quod he, "women desire to have sovereignty as well over their husband as their love, and for to be in mastery him above. This is your most desire, though you me kill. Do as you list, I am here at your will.